Now, what do places like Bermuda, the Virgin Islands and the Cayman Islands all have in common? Well, they're all officially classed as British overseas territories, but they've all also faced sharp criticism for helping businesses like Google escape tax. Many multinational firms have set up so-called shell companies in places like these to take advantage of low-tax environments overseas. Well, leaders of those territories are in London right now for a high-level ministerial meeting. One of them is Bermuda's Premier, Craig Cannonier. I discussed the controversy over tax avoidance with him. And first of all, Murray Worthy, who's senior economic justice campaigner at the charity War on Want.
In tax havens, of which we believe Bermuda is definitely one, there's a combination of financial secrecy, certain kinds of business regulation, and low tax rates, which really allow large companies and rich individuals to avoid or evade paying taxes in other countries. So, for example, Google has operations set up in Bermuda, where it routes 80% of all of its global revenues. And through that, it's estimated to avoid around £1 billion of tax.
So you're saying it's a mixture of evasion and avoidance.
Yes, and there's often a fine line between the two. The real difference between avoidance and evasion is simply the laws of each country. In many cases, the actual activities are very similar. So it's just a case of whether the rules have caught up with what people are doing yet.
Well, you've got the Premier of Bermuda, Craig Cannonier, sitting right next to you. What do you want him to do about this?
I mean, we really want to see much more action from Bermuda. We'd like to see the true owners of all the companies registered in Bermuda to have those put in a central registry and made public, so that we can know who's using Bermuda.
Let's just take that point before you go on, Craig Cannonier. That's something the British government pretty recently pledged to do. Will you do it?
Google doesn't pay tax in the UK or maybe other domiciles, but they don't pay tax in Bermuda as well. If you can find them, I'd like for them to pay some tax in Bermuda as well. We are a part of a food chain, and really how Google is able to do what it does has nothing to do with what Bermuda has set up. How Google is able to do what it does is through the tax, double tax treaty through Ireland. We can't change the global economy.
But what about that key point about secrecy? Murray Worthy has just said, look, are you going to do anything to publicise the true, the beneficial owners of these secretive shell companies that often set up in territories like yours? Yes or no?
I think it's a great question.
Well, yes or no?
Let me qualify that. We've had a register since the 1940s. In fact, Bermuda has led in that way when it comes to register. If I were to come to the U.S., go to the U.S., or if I were to go to the U.K. right now and say, where's your register? They could not produce one. Bermuda can produce a register of all our beneficial ownerships.
Murray Worthy, what do you think about that?
I think the only way we can make sure that this kind of data is accurate, that it can be verified, that people can assess it, and also that other people, so for example, civil society organisations, campaigners like ourselves, can look into the affairs of companies, is for all of that information to be made public.
But who's going to regulate the likes of yourselves and what you're looking for? Particular layout of who's on that register.
But why does that matter if you've nothing to hide?
We have nothing to hide. That's why it's available.
So why does it matter?
We can't change the global economy.
But you can change your own laws, surely. That's what you've got the power
to do. Well, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I think you need to talk to the UK first. I think you need to talk to the US first. That's where the real power is. You know, if we're going to talk about tax havens and hiding, we can certainly come right to London and say, well, listen, you have foreigners who come to your country to live here who pay less taxes.
There are other places apart from these overseas territories like Bermuda that have questions to answer.
Definitely. I mean, the overseas territories are just some of the countries that have a lot of questions to answer. I mean, Switzerland is the most famous, arguably, of all the world's tax havens. So it's not just
what's the population of Switzerland?
But the issue...
Bermuda, 60,000 people. And we're sitting here talking to Bermuda about changing a law that we don't have the ability to change a global economy.
If you take all the overseas territories, so the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, Bermuda, together, it ranks as the world's most significant tax haven.
What is your rate of corporate taxation?
Let's just talk. That's 17%.
Okay? Of corporate taxation. You have a 0% rate of corporate tax.
No. Because you have income tax and we have a different way of taxation in Bermuda, does not say that we don't have tax.
So to be clear, you tax people personally, but you don't tax the companies that employ people?
Absolutely. We
why? Why don't you tax the revenues of major companies that are based why the money's swilling into places
like
Bermuda.
Hold on a second. That's a remarkable question. If you take and look at a scale, what's the taxation here?
On what? Corporate taxation?
Yeah.
20-odd percent, isn't it?
Our taxation is 70% that corporations pay. It's a payroll tax and it's a duty tax, but they do pay tax. Who is other jurisdictions like Switzerland to say, oh, well, because you're an island, you should have a taxation system just like us?
But when that taxation system undermines the taxation systems of every other country, because you have all these companies locating activities with very, very little payroll, very little headcount there, then that's quite harmful.
What do you expect for Bermuda to do with its economy? Want us to fish? What do you want us to do? Do you want us to have farms? We don't have the land for that. And I think it's foolish because you'd be plunging countries like Bermuda and the Cayman into poverty.
You're saying you can't operate your economy. You don't have a viable economy unless you're allowed to operate a corporate income tax rate of 0%.
Just because we name our tax differently doesn't mean that we don't have tax. You're attempting to impose what you believe to be right and the right way forward on another nation.
Well, it's not
you
just me, is it? Why did France then put Bermuda on a blacklist of countries earlier this year for being, well, its list was of uncooperative tax havens, I quote.
Untrue. And we are working through
that. What's untrue about that?
It's not a true label of what's going on. Yes.
And so the French are wrong too?
Bermuda feels that it was unfairly labeled in this situation. And we'll get to the bottom of that for sure.
But on this issue of plunging sort of Bermuda or the Cayman Islands into poverty, that's not what any of the campaigning organizations, most of us are anti-poverty.
That's the effect of what will happen.
But if we can get to the point of acknowledging that this is the role that Bermuda plays, these are the regulations that are in place, then we can start to have a meaningful conversation about how we can transition from an economy that's based on depriving other countries of tax revenue to one that's based on something that's sustainable in the long run.
We don't create individuals that violate tax avoidance and of evasion. The concentration really needs to be is on the individuals and organizations who are evading tax. We need to go after them. But for you to impose upon Bermuda and many of the other countries to try and decide on how they raise revenue, quite frankly, is astounding to me.
Murray, if that was the case, then we would see you coming forward and saying now that you would have these public registries of the beneficial owners of the companies. It's something that G8 nations are taking forwards, something the UK has committed to.
Has the UK committed to it?
Yes.
No, they haven't. It hasn't been done.
It hasn't been done yet, but they've committed to it. Will you commit to it?
And it won't get done. When they go, we will go.
So is that a commitment that when the UK puts it in
when
place?
When the UK and the US go, we will go.
And the US.
This is... Right now, there's no register. And until that happens, the other nations won't be able to commit to it.
So you're saying that even if Britain does do what it's already said very publicly it will do, even if Britain does that, you still won't follow it. You still want
Britain
to wait
to do it. Very, very, very difficult. I know the commitment has been made in voice. We want to see it in action.
That was the Premier of Bermuda, Craig Cannonier, and Warren wants Murray Worthy.